Our ambition is to give you connected experiences 24 hours a day.
Still waiting for the Gates keynote. Packed with people. They just opened the door.
It was all Vista, all the time, as Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates opened up the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, giving a speech to about 5,000 CES attendees and members of the press. The speech went on for well over an hour and featured demos of the many features of Vista, due out to the public in just 22 days. Gates was introduced by Gary Shapiro, President and CEO of the Consumer Electronics Association. Bill Gates worked his way into Vista with an introduction that talked about the connected home, what he called digital lifestyles now. Gates contended that Windows Vista is the missing link in the chain that will complete the delivery of connected experiences.
And so delivering on connected experiences where people are being productive, doing new creative things, where they're sharing with each other, where they're mobile, where they're just playing games, that is the key element that's missing. Truly, the digital decade is happening. We see it everywhere we look. We see it in photography. Over 2 billion digital photos were taken this last year. 65% of homes are using digital cameras. We see it in the internet adoption. Higher and higher penetration on a worldwide basis. And more activity there, whether it's buying and selling, or whether it's planning, or being creative. The internet connected up to the Windows PC and other devices is taking over things that would have been done without it before. Over 40% of US homes now have multiple personal computers. And if you look at young people, the new generation, they actually spend more time on their Windows PC than they spend watching TV. Now, that's a pretty dramatic change. We see portable devices proliferating, a higher and higher part of the growing PC market. We see the connections, both through Wi-Fi and 3G, getting to the point where you can get information wherever you want to go. And we're just scratching the surface. More and more can be done, because as this marketplace has expanded, the number of startups, the R&D budgets of the established companies all are investing in this global market to do better and better work. How do we look at that? What are some of the metrics that we have here? Well, we have incredible devices with very high fidelity. You know, think about cameras, 6 megapixels and up. Think about these high-definition screens that, when you buy it, you just drool looking at that picture. It's such an improvement over the classic TV screen that you used to have, and now it connects up to your high-definition cable, to your PC, to your games, all those experiences taking advantage of that incredible visual capability. Network bandwidth has gone up very dramatically. We're avoiding that being a bottleneck, even as we're sending high-definition signals around. The processors are now opening the memory capability up to 64-bit, and that's a transition we're making without a lot of incompatibility, with a lot of pain, without paying a lot of extra money. Software, the old 32-bit software can run, but if you need to get more space, it's just there. The graphics resolution is letting us think about representing reality on the screen. So when you shop, it won't just be a list of things. It'll be that environment, either the stores that really exist or the stores that would exist if it was designed for you personally. And so we're seeing that in games, we're seeing that in virtual reality, that this presentation richness that all these great devices deliver, because of the graphics chips and the screens and the development tools, it's really quite phenomenal. Storage space, people aren't talking gigabytes anymore, they're talking terabytes of storage or petabytes of storage, where really that doesn't hold us back at all, even with the largest databases. And so we have amazing hardware. I love walking around the CES floor saying, okay, who's got the biggest LCD this year? Who's got the biggest plasma? Who's got the biggest hard disk? So those are an element of the equation of what we need to deliver on the promise of digital decade. But that alone's not enough. There's some key things missing, and in particular, the key thing missing is the connections. Delivering on connected experiences requires more than just great hardware. And so consumer electronics has been defined to be a much broader industry. As Gary alluded to it, the content people now need to think about how they create around this environment, how they connect into it. It's an environment where people want to do things across multiple devices, working with many other people. I want my music when I'm in the car, when I'm at home, when I'm in the living room. I want that to be simple. I want my family schedule and the ease of updating it from the phone, the PC, just touching something on the refrigerator. I want to collaborate with people. I want to have the experience connect up to people at work as well as at home. So we can't even just say consumer because the experiences span into that business environment. And so delivering on connected experiences where people are being productive, doing new creative things, where they're sharing with each other, where they're mobile, where they're just playing games, that is the key element that's missing and something that we've all got to deliver on to take full advantage of that hardware and deliver on the promise. Now for Microsoft this year, it's a big, big milestone because the products we've been working on for many years that are foundational products are now moving into the marketplace. First, of course, that's Windows Vista, and it's been many years of hard work with millions of people giving us great feedback on that. This is by far the most important release of Windows ever. It's also the highest quality release that we've ever done. Whether it's security or testing or usability, all of these things, we have learned a lot driven by the feedback that those hundreds of millions of users are able to provide to us. So Vista and the PC continue to have a central role. All these other devices are very, very important, but they've got to work together. As we look at the rise of user-generated content and tools of creativity, that is happening on the PC, and yet those have to be available and accessible in all the different devices. Vista's a big project, and rather than talk about the features, I just want to talk about what we've been through to pull this all together. You'll be discovering features as you go forward because of the depth that's there. Good example of that is I had a friend come up and say, hey, I didn't realize parental controls were built in. I used to have to think about buying software, paying for that, and not sure I could configure it the right way. It's a lot more immune from tampering, a lot better when it's just built into the system from the very beginning. The process we've been through over these years, there was a beta 2, got out to over 2 million people. The release candidate, which is our last chance for feedback, got out over to 5 million. We had a lot of in-depth things where we went in and sat and interviewed people using Windows Vista in family situations. We did that in 7 different countries. We did incredible performance simulation, getting over 60 years equivalent of performance testing with all the common mix of applications that were out there. And so a big investment, in fact, the biggest investment ever put into a piece of software. Why? Because it's by far the most used piece of software. And any improvement we can make there not only can save time for people, but can enable everyone who builds on top of it to do some pretty fantastic things. Having the Microsoft Office release at the same time is fantastic for us. Last time we did that was back in 1995. That was sort of the arrival of the 32-bit generation, just like this is for the 64-bit generation. And so the fact people can think about moving up to those at the same time really will simplify a lot of the migration, take out some of the hesitation that's often there when you only move one piece at a time. With Office, got a new user interface, got new ways of connecting up to Office Live services and SharePoint, and again, very broad, very deep, but the discoverability of the richness is advanced dramatically by that user interface. We've observed over 1 billion sessions of people using this new version of Office. And so we know for sure that they are, all those features they used to ask us about that we had but they couldn't find, Now they are finding those features. And so that makes us feel great because the new user interface was actually a risk, a leap that had to be taken. Had to be taken at some point. Now we've taken it and the feedback has been fantastic on that. Windows and Office, of course, will connect up to services. Services from Microsoft and services from other companies. In our case, we talk about live services, the ability to share files, to connect your email, to connect your schedules up into the internet, and so they can flow to your other devices or flow to other people's as well. And so a lot of innovation would be taking place to connect Windows up more and more through those services. Today, we've got literally hundreds of millions of people, whether it's instant messaging or doing the email capabilities. And so as we expand those things, building on that very strong base, we can get, I think, most Windows PC users viewing that as an integral part of the experience. Already, the idea of updating their machine and providing them with better software and security improvements on an ongoing basis, it's a well-defined part of the Windows experience. And more services come along. And so we've come a long ways from the idea that this is just a product you get one time and it stays the same. A huge part of that value is the ongoing work that we do and connect up to you through that internet connection, providing free services and some add-on services as well. So that really creates an environment. Windows, Office, and those services, and third parties connecting up and building on that. A great way to understand why we're so thrilled to have it out is to see a demonstration. And so let me ask Justin Hutchinson to come up and give you a little look at Vista. And I'll bet for most of you, you'll see at least a couple things that you're excited about that you've never seen before. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Tonight, we're going to give you a glimpse of Windows Vista. And we're going to show you a couple things that we haven't shown publicly before. Now, Windows Vista makes it easier, safer, and more fun to use your PC. And as Bill just mentioned, Vista, Office, and Windows Live will come together to deliver amazing connected experiences. So let's take a look. One of the first things I notice when I use Windows Vista is how easy it is to find all my information on the PC. Last night, I was working on a file. I can't remember where I saved it, but if I just go here and type in the first couple letters of the item I'm looking for, Windows Vista will look across all my programs, websites I've visited, my files, my folders, even my email, to bring me back the results I'm looking for. Windows Vista will also not only look on this PC, and this is something we haven't told you before, I can set it up to search every Vista PC on my home network. So Windows Vista is not about searching, it's about finding. What I'm going to show you is the virtual Earth 3D technology that's built into Windows Live. And this is pretty cool to demo using a mouse and keyboard like I'm doing here. But it's more fun to use an Xbox 360 controller. I can plug any Xbox 360 controller into any Windows Vista PC to play all my games. And I can also use it to fly around Las Vegas here. So let's talk for a second about Windows Vista Ultimate. Ultimate is the flagship edition of Windows Vista. And it gives me everything I need to have more fun at home and be more productive at work. Now, one of the cool things about Ultimate is that Microsoft continues to download features to me on a regular basis. And we call these new features Ultimate Extras. So you've just seen how Windows Vista is going to make it easier, safer, and more fun than ever before to use your PC. We have 22 days till launch. Thank you very much.
The strength of Windows has always come from the ecosystem around it. Of course, the incredible software applications that people build, the breadth of devices, the neat types of peripherals that are unique to the environment, the variety of great hardware, and now more and more even services that connect up either online or consulting services where people have really learned Windows and built solutions that take advantage of it. We've done a good job now of reaching out to all our partners and showing them Vista, giving them a chance to get ready, and it's been very gratifying to see them rallying around this opportunity. We've got over 1.5 million devices that are compatible, and it's sort of a mind-blowing number of device IDs all now working there. We've got a lot that are doing unique things with the Vista environment. Backup devices, video devices, DVD devices, a lot of rich capabilities where we're showing off those hardware advances for the first time. When we think about software developers doing applications for Vista, there's many things that that means. It means, in some cases, doing 64-bit applications, or doing sidebar gadgets, or taking the search APIs and exposing the items in their files at a more granular level into that search capability. It means visualizations, not just games, but lots of applications using the latest DirectX version 10 capability, or calling our rich new forms presentation that we call Windows Presentation Foundation. And so every new version of Windows has had a dual nature. Great capabilities for end users right out of the box that they get the benefit and lets them drive the volume of that platform up, but also enablement for hardware and software partners. And it's those two things going together that have constantly driven the phenomena around the Windows environment. One thing that we're very pleased about is the way that people have stepped back and thought about new Windows PC designs based on these features. Now, in many cases, they came to us and we put the right feature into Vista, or we did the feature and we went to them and encouraged them to do something very innovative. A good example is touchscreen. Touch didn't used to work very well because your fingers would be too big. Well, in the software, we've come up with a way to let you target in a rich way. And so now HP, with their TouchMart, selecting photos to print and doing lots of things with touch, it's just so obvious that you wonder why, you know, touch hasn't always been there as one of the great ways of doing interaction. Toshiba, with their PortaJ, has done all sorts of neat things that you'd expect for a leading edge portable. They've taken the ability to have a what we call sideshow alert, put that on the side of the machine so you can see extra information even when the device is closed. They've created a docking station that actually uses high bandwidth wireless ultra wideband, so you don't even have to plug in to get your video display. It just sends the DVI signal across that wireless connection. Sony, with some great media center packaging, Medion taking this ultra mobile, the small screen concept, making that really a great second PC that you can carry around and do reading and media type things. And so we're spanning a wider variety of design points. We're drawing on the strength that comes from lots and lots of great hardware partners that have stepped back, bet on Vista to be successful, and done neat things with it. And so they deliver on these experiences. They let people work together in new ways. Here, the partners are going to keep surprising you, but the ones that I showed specifically are actually timed for the Vista launch. And so right then, there's something very dramatic, but every month, people will be building things, whether it's the large manufacturers, the system builders, things that take the Vista phenomena and actually drive it forward in a new way. Windows Home Server is for homes where you've got either multiple PCs or Xboxes, a case where you want to have your storage available at all times to the different devices. This is a product that will come out in the second half of this year. HP will talk, branded as the HP Media Smart Server, And it's the Windows Home Server software with their enhancements that will run on top of that. What are the features? Automated backup. It goes and finds the PCs, brings the information up, and makes sure that it's all stored here up on the server. We've got connectivity. Connectivity to, of course, all the different PCs, but the Zoom, Xbox, and remote connectivity. If you're somewhere else, coming in and getting your files, having access to them in a very secure way, that's set up for you. No complexity in terms of how you have to get involved with that. Finally, if you want to grow the capacity, you don't have to think about volumes or different devices or names or things like that. You literally just put the new storage in, and it's got quite a bit of expandability, and automatically the software will see that storage, move the data around, so that any drive problems that you run into, make sure that you're not losing information, and so you can get up to literally terabytes on this device. We've got HP as the lead partner, but also AMD, Intel, and Bentek, Quanta, others are building hardware reference designs. And since it's a software-driven device, each of the partners will be able to do some unique things running on the server here. And so even more richness as you look at the variety that will be out there. So we think it's a category that can explode in importance. We think it takes a real emphasis on great simplicity. And so that's what we think we've got here entering into the category. Of course, and a lot more we'll do as we get in and see the feedback from the users there. Well, I'd say a very big part of connected experiences is connected entertainment. Mobility, gaming, TV, movies, music. Our ambition is to give you connected experiences 24 hours a day. We admit that when you're sleeping, we haven't quite figured out what we're going to do for you there. But the rest of the time, the minute you get in the kitchen, look at that refrigerator, pick up your phone, hear the alarm clock tell you about the traffic, whatever it is, we want you to have the information that you're interested in. And in thinking about that broadly, one area comes up that clearly demands special work, and that is thinking about connecting to the car. Now, over time, the kind of entertainment you have in the car is going to, you're going to want the same great things that you have everywhere else. But the car is special. You've got to have things that are simple. If you want to deliver to the driver, you have to think about incredibly simple commands, safe ways to get that driver involved. A lot of people spend over an hour and a half in their car every day. And so they want it to fit in. They want to get at their information and their content and have those capabilities. And so we've been investing in this, and we've had a very key partner who's been willing to pioneer this with us. And we're just making a significant announcement in that overall vision today. And so to help me with that, I'd like to welcome Mark Fields, the President of the Americas for Ford Motor Company, to join me on stage. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks.
Well, it's super to have you here. Tell us a little bit about how you're thinking about the new capability.
Well, you're right, Bill. We're absolutely looking forward as a company and together. And the technology we've developed together is doing exactly that. And we talked about that this morning in Detroit. The new Sync is a fully integrated, voice-activated in-car communications and entertainment system for mobile phones and digital musical players. And it's a Ford exclusive, and we're really excited about that. It's a Ford exclusive technology driven by Microsoft Auto software. So what Sync does is it totally integrates, like never before, all of your electronic devices, you know, like your cell phones, Zooms, iPods, all the things that are in your pockets when you get in your car, right into the vehicle and seamlessly.
Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates.
The idea of connected experiences can go way beyond what we've got this year. We can take these incredible improvements in the hardware. We can take the new type of content that's even being designed for interactivity. We can take this powerful software, building on the work that you're seeing this year, whether that's Vista or Office or all the great third-party things connecting up to the devices. We can take that and go to a new level. We need a lot of feedback from users. We need a lot of great research and make the reliability, the security, the simplicity of these things really great. So that means there's some fun challenges ahead for the software and hardware business. And every year we come here and we see an immense amount of progress, an incredible competition that's driving the prices down, getting all these things to work in new ways. And so let me just thank all of our partners and thank all of you for your support and say how excited I am for all of us to see how this develops the fulfillment of the vision of the digital decade. Thank you.
This is Catherine Giraudeau, PodTech.net. I've just heard Bill Gates kick off the Consumer Electronics Show 2007 with a keynote speech that was all Vista, all the time. Based on the demos, Windows Vista offers plenty of cool features, but after Steve Jobs unveiled Leopard at last August Macworld, it's hard not to wonder if Microsoft isn't just a tad late to the party. At the Venetian in Las Vegas, I'm Catherine Giraudeau, PodTech.net.